This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. In a mixed ruling for President Donald Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Thursday that New York prosecutor can obtain the president's financial records. But they delayed a decision on Democratic lawmakers viewing them. The rulings were a setback for President Trump's claim to absolute immunity from a criminal investigation, but they may allow him at the same time to keep his finances private until after the November presidential election. The president, who has worked strenuously to keep his tax records private, lashed out on Twitter. He claimed the situation to be political prosecution, pointing out he won the, quote, Mueller witch hunt, but now has to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. He said it's not fair to the presidency or administration. Opposition Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Thursday the rulings are not good news for President Trump. She added, Congress's constitutional responsibility to uncover the truth continues, specifically related to the president's Russia connection that he is hiding. Seoul, South Korea's mayor, has been found dead. Mayor Park Won-soon was reported missing by his daughter on Thursday. Authorities reported she found his phone off and a message like a will. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports police mounted a large search for Park and located his body in northern Seoul near where his phone signal was last detected. As longtime mayor of the city of nearly 10 million people, Park was one of the country's most influential politicians. He was seen as a potential presidential hopeful for the liberals in the 2022 presidential elections. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. stock indexes fell in choppy trading on Thursday as fears of another lockdown to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases overshadowed data showing a declining trend in weekly jobless claims. The Labor Department's most timely data on the economy showed 1.3 million Americans filed for state unemployment benefits in the latest week. That's down from 1.4 million in the previous week. However, the labor market remains fragile as the United States reported more than 60,000 new COVID-19 infections on Wednesday, setting a single-day global record. 12 million confirmed COVID-19 cases across the globe is a new milestone during the pandemic, the U.S. leading the world with the most confirmed infections at more than 3 million, a third of the world's total. Residents in Australia's second-largest city, Melbourne, entered into a six-week lockdown at midnight local time Wednesday due to an alarming spike in cases. Residents have been ordered to stay home unless going to work, school, medical appointments, or shopping for food. City officials had already imposed stay-at-home orders in at least 30 neighborhoods and a hard lockdown of 9 public housing towers, home to over 3,000 people, where 23 COVID-19 cases have been detected. Tokyo reported a daily record of 224 new cases of the coronavirus on Thursday, the number topping the previous record of 206 new infections in mid-April, when Japan was under a state of emergency. The World Health Organization has named an independent panel to evaluate the agency's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, the former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will lead the panel. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus introduced the two leaders Thursday, saying it was time for self-reflection, adding there must be an honest evaluation. The formation of the panel comes just 2 days after the United States formally withdrew from the World Health Organization. President Trump said the organization failed to confront China over its initial response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The White House has said it will not support the WHO without major reforms. Nations such as Japan, while not supporting the U.S. departure, did call for reforms of the organization. Citing a government statement, Reuters reports Sudan's prime minister has accepted the resignation of 6 ministers, including the finance, foreign, and energy ministers, as part of a cabinet reshuffle. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.